The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now let's turn to the fallout from that fire in Waterford City on Saturday. One of the businesses impacted is DG Foods, and we're joined by their founder, Andrew Hepburn. Andrew, thanks indeed for talking to us. My sympathies with you for all that you've gone through over the last couple of days. How damaging is this going to prove for your business?
Well, welcome anyway, and thanks for the call. We don't know at this stage. You know, we're still coming to terms with it. We're a bit unique that that's our storage area where we originally started 20 odd years ago, and we have moved to other premises. So we were able to work today. We were able to fulfill all our customers' orders. So today is out the way. Now we get on to hard work tonight of paperwork and planning for tomorrow. And we're going to have to take one day at a time. You know, we've lost a significant amount of stock.
You're a wholesale supplier to restaurants and cafes, is that correct?
Yeah, we're a restaurant supplier, cafe, fast food, forecourts, deli counters. That's what we do in the southeast. And our main storage hub is up in Tyke, which has unfortunately been burnt to the ground.
Okay. There has been talk of a humanitarian fund similar to that's set up when floods happen. Have you heard anything about that? Are you hopeful that can give you some respite?
We were told about it last night. We were hoping to meet some minister today, but that's been put off till tomorrow. We have a meeting tomorrow lunchtime, and hopefully something will come out of that. Not just for me. There's 200 and odd people work up in that place. There's a load of surrounding houses, and the knock-on effect, 200 people, is probably 1,000 people affected.
Yeah. It must have been particularly devastating to. When did you become aware of it on Saturday that there was an issue?
So we were watching the match on the TV. We'd seen the smoke. I checked our CCTV. There was fire engines in the vicinity, so we decided to go up. We opened the doors for the firemen to have a look because it was at the complete other end of the building. They went in with their thermal cameras and checked wall temperatures, and we walked around. We took a few pictures while we were in there, just on the off chance that we might need them. And within half an hour, the place was gone. Like we had over 100 pallets of stock in our unit, and a big walk-in freezer, fridge, forklift, racking system. It's just like, looks like Meccano up there now.
Wow. Okay. And of course, there's obviously public health issues as well. I mean, there's some suspicion that there may be asbestos in some of the roofs as well. So that obviously is a concern.
I understand that, but I don't know the ins and outs of it. I do know when I was up there today, we weren't allowed in. There was a technical team brought in by the landlords to do a cleanup of the surrounding area, but not the building. I think that's taking place tomorrow or the next day.
Are you confident you'll be able to? It's an awful thing your business has had to go through. Are you confident you'll be able to weather the storm if you get that kind of assistance?
Well, I think that we are, as I say, we're in a unique position that's not our main business is in the Six Crossroads, and we can work today, we can work tomorrow. If we don't get our insurance correct and all that stuff, yes, it's a major threat to the business. I'm treating it as a blip and looking on the positive side that we will keep our 13 employees employed, we will keep trading, we will keep our customers. Because if we have to stop trading even for a week, we're going to lose customers. You know, so we are in a unique position. Other people are not so lucky up there. They can't continue
no.
working.
And I know you can't speak for other businesses, but I was reading about the Nomac Productions warehouse. They had more than 50,000 costumes used in theatre, film and TV sectors.
I spoke to that lady today. I've passed her hundreds of times without knowing what she did and what they've done up there. It's hard to believe that all these big films and that are using stuff that lady is producing and storing. And it's just so sad. You know, she can't get in to see you know, she physically can't get in. We were able to get into one of our units from the outside to look in to get a photograph. But some of the people don't know what they're going to face when they eventually do get back in.
Okay. Andrew, look, we wish you well. It's an awful ordeal you've gone through over the last couple of days, but thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
We'll bounce back. The Waterford people are strong people. They will support us as we've supported them and the other people around. We've had the amount of offers of help from local businesses, local community, you know, we'll fight back. We'll fight it all the way that we're not going to, we can't fold over something that's not our fault.
Okay. I should ask, have you been told when you will get details of this assistance, potential state assistance?
The meeting is tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
Tomorrow lunchtime, I think, and we'll get more details tonight. I would just like to also thank the emergency services because they went above and beyond trying to help people up there, you know?
Yeah, well said, well said. Okay. Andrew, thanks indeed for talking to us. DG Foods founder there, Andrew Hepburn.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.